This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. One of the most respected journalists, writers, and educators Arkansas ever produced, Roy Reed, died last night. He was a reporter for the Arkansas Gazette, then the New York Times, covering the civil rights movement for the Times in the 1960s. So important and respected for his work covering civil rights, he was portrayed by actor John Lavelle in the 2014 Oscar-nominated movie Selma. After his work as a reporter, Roy Reed taught journalism for 16 years at the University of Arkansas. He also wrote the books Looking for Hawkeye, Phobos, The Life and Times of an American Prodigal, and a remarkable memoir, Beware of Limbo Dancers, A Correspondent's Adventures with the New York Times. In 2012, Roy Reed came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to talk about that memoir. He told us then that when he arrived in New York in 1965 to work for the Times, he was not the Southerner that the New Yorkers were expecting.
I was a hill fellow, not a delta fellow in broad terms. I couldn't really speak the language. Well, you hear what I sound like. I sound more like maybe Lyndon Johnson than, Senator, what's his name, from Mississippi or Alabama. And I write a little bit about the difference in the language from the upland South and the deep South, and have a little fun with that. But I was, I did not grow up in anything like a plantation society. And I think that's probably, or in those days at least, back in the 60s, that was the national image of a Southerner, a white Southerner especially. Somebody from Georgia maybe, Louisiana maybe. Mm-hmm. And those of us up on the fringe, western northern Arkansas, I grew up in Hot Springs, we didn't fit that image, and I think that's what I wanted to make clear.
We'll hear much more from that conversation on tomorrow's edition of Ozarks at Large at noon and 7. Roy Reed was 87. Talk Business and Politics reports a multiple building real estate deal in Bentonville is final. The nearly 15.5-acre complex near Rainbow Curve was bought by Sachs Investing Company for more than $28 million. A new program examining the lack of affordable housing in Northwest Arkansas will begin next year through the Fay Jones School of Architecture and Design. The Housing Northwest Arkansas Initiative will begin with $250,000 in support from the Walton Family Foundation. The program, announced this morning, will include an advanced design studio, a regional symposium, and a design competition in the spring 2018 semester. The symposium is scheduled for February 4th, with events in both Fayetteville and Bentonville. As wildfires continue to burn in Southern California, the recent shift to cooler weather is raising the risk of fires in Arkansas. Rainy weather in the state early this month helped to decrease the frequency of fires, but numerous days of lower humidity and dry conditions have brought the risk of fires back to elevated levels. Adrian Barnes is a spokeswoman for the Arkansas Agriculture Department. She says drought conditions continue for much of the state.
The rain that came through was a short-term fix. It's created a nice week of calm weather in terms of fire frequency, but as soon as we have a few days that are sunny with low humidity and any kind of gusty wind, we can be back into a period of high fire frequency.
Barnes says the risk of wildfires remains high for much of Arkansas, though the risk is slightly lower for a 9-county region in the southeastern corner of the state. Drought conditions in 98% of the state this fall are also posing problems for winter grazing animals, with delays in fall planting for crops like wheat and ryegrass. An electrical engineer is the latest winner of the Attell Anand Poetry Prize, handed out by the University of Arkansas Press and the King Fahd Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Arkansas. Peter Twall was given the honor for his collection, Our Earliest Tattoos. He is a Jordanian-American from Baton Rouge, now living in Indiana. He'll receive $1,000, and his collection will be published by the University of Arkansas Press in the fall of 2018. The Walmart Amp is adding a show with two high-profile musical artists to the calendar next June.
Kim Petticoat on our toes, trying on all our clothes, boys blowing up our phones, drop top and playing our favorite CDs.
That's Kesha. She and Macklemore will perform at the Walmart Amp on Monday, June 25th. Tickets go on sale through the usual Walton Art Center avenues on Friday. The Arkansas women's basketball team is 7-3 after defeating Tulsa yesterday in Fayetteville. The 67-41 win is the last game for the Razorbacks until after final exams are over. Arkansas next plays Sunday, hosting UT Arlington. And in fact, the only collegiate athletic event scheduled this week in the region are basketball games on the campus of the University of the Ozarks in Clarksville. The U of O teams will host Mary Hardin Baylor for a women's game at 5:30 Thursday evening, and a men's game is scheduled to follow.